Welcome to Sri and Kira Live. As our world's been seemingly out of control, you have arrived at the voice of passionate action, being shared with wisdom, laughter, and clarity. Visionary spiritual teachers and best-selling authors Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra invite you to open your mind, explore the greater meaning of our now experience, and to relax into your body and spirit. Bringing you fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for the shifting paradigms, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste and welcome to Sri and Kira Live. Woo-hoo. I am Sri Ram Ka, and there is my beautiful Kira Ra.
And there is my beautiful Sri. And, you know, we are just so excited. We are talking today about quantum healing. This is actually part one of a three-part series, Quantum Healing, Hype or Hope. And we're going to dive right in and pick up where we left off last week. And we've had so many people calling, writing, and sharing. And, you know, last week set the stage for this quantum healing experience where we discussed what we were referring to as cured, revealing our secret, Sri, about walking through some fairly serious disease.
Well, absolutely. And we had some beautiful guests last week, and as we do today also.
Yes, actually.
And what we want to do today is take a moment to kind of get us all on the same page, mm-hmm. to discuss the nature of healing and what does it mean to have a symptom and what does it mean to be healed?
Absolutely. And I want to remind all of you that if you have not yet registered to get your free ebook, I think it's still free. I know the first 200 it's free. Last I heard, there were still maybe about 10 or 12 free ones left. But hey, after that, it's only going to be 99 cents anyway. Make sure you click on the link right there. The name of the book is Kira's Cure. And bear in mind, guys, this book is not just about lupus and fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue. This is a book about addiction and recovery for those who are in the flow and those that are loving those who are going through it. Grab it. Grab it.
You know, healing and pain are universal. It doesn't much matter what you think about yourself or others. You will experience both pain and healing.
Well, and regardless of what journey you're on or where you think you are in that journey, you know, that's one of the gifts of walking through that. And this is what brings us, Sri, to quantum healing, because I think that if you're listening to this show, I know we have, bar none, I'm very prejudiced around this, but I think we have the best listeners in the world.
We do.
I know. I agree.
We do. We have an audience that is awake and happy and moving forward.
Always. And if you're listening to this show, chances are you're open to more alternative methods and ways of expanding through your healing process. And Sri and I have founded the Avesa Quantum Healing School, oh my goodness, 10 years ago. And we have really been working in the field of quantum healing for a long time and working with amazing practitioners. And we have so many people coming on the show. We have Chris Kaler coming on today. We have some self-ascension intuitive counselors next week. And we culminate with Eric Pearl on June 15th. So stay in the track of quantum healing, because the question we're raising, the question we want you to explore with us is, hype, Sri, or hope?
Hype or hope? Well, I'll tell you what, I'm gonna jump to the punchline here pretty fast, because hype or hope or truth or fiction has a lot to do with one's mental perspective, and so does healing. And we're going to be exploring that quite a bit as we get into the body of this show. And for those of you that would like to join us, we would welcome your questions. We are delighted to offer you a mini soul reading or feedback. Remember, you can join this conversation by calling 888-627-6008.
And remember, if the lines are busy, go ahead and keep trying, because at some point they'll open up again as we take and accept callers. Plus, Sri, we have some amazing people. You know, before we go any further today, I was thinking of opening up with one of these beautiful questions that came in via email. We get so many emails. Remember, you can always request to be on the show or have us answer a question for you by sending us an email to guest@SriandKiraRadio.com. So Sri, I wanted to dive right in. We have a very simple question here, and I think it sets the stage for today.
All right.
Can we do that?
Let's hear it.
All right. So this is a beautiful question, came in from a listener, and the listener's name is Ken. I won't say his last name, but beloved Ken, thank you for sending this question. And here's Ken's question, Sri. How do I clear old beliefs and or spiritual blocks? Great question. Really ties in with today's show.
Well, it really does. And I want to repeat this and offer a little foundation. And this will be something that will be fun to talk with our guest about as well. How do I clear old beliefs? Let's stop there for a moment.
Okay. Because that's really, you know, if you really want to clear something, it really takes us into the quantum field, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. And I want to make sure that everyone here kind of has the language of healing. So if you'll let me get on my soapbox for about 60 seconds.
Oh, you're already on it. You're already on it. I see you. Go for it.
You know, the human experience consists of layers. We have a physical body that allows us to interact with the physical world, and that body has its own identity and feedback system.
Its own beliefs.
Well, frankly, it does.
Yeah, it does.
Your physical body actually influences your thoughts. And this is kind of ties back to this question. So,
sure.
So let's just run through this real quickly. So we have a physical body. We also have what many people refer to as the mental body,
right,
which is the realm of thinking and beliefs, because a belief is like a lens. You know, you've heard of people who put on their rose-colored glasses. Well, that's a belief system. You're looking through the lens of your worldview. And guess what? Your emotions are the sacred partner of your thoughts.
Well, I love that. The emotions are the sacred partner of your thoughts. I love that. And, you know, I'm smiling here looking at Ken's question because I'm looking at the energy behind it about how do I clear old beliefs and or spiritual blocks, because the two really are part of that, Sri. They're part of that emotional aspect of, number one, I believe I have them, thereby how do I clear them? And number two, what brought them in to begin with?
Absolutely. And so just to summarize this, so we have our physical body, which gives us all kinds of feedback and symptoms and happy and less than happy experiences. We have our mental and emotional bodies, which could really be referred to as one entity, mm-hmm. because the two dance together so tightly.
But they're not always dancing the same dance.
Oh, well, no. You can be having
an emotion.
You have
one doing a tango and one doing a rock and roll.
And you can be having judgments about your emotion and, it's sort of like a marriage.
Okay.
And then, of course, we have our spiritual body.
Right.
And that even has its layers.
Absolutely.
So to keep it simple, we physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Well, guess what? You are always interacting on all four layers.
Yes.
And so healing can come in. It can enter on any one of those layers, and it'll influence the other layers, and so can pain or fear.
So going back to Ken's question then, you know, if we look at quantum healing, hyper hope, how do we clear these old beliefs? How do we clear and or, I love how Ken phrased that, and or spiritual blocks, because to have something that is obviously holding us back, right? And I feel it, Ken, I feel this in you, and I feel it in a lot of our listeners right now going, yes, that's my question too. You know, how do I free myself? How do I bring myself to the next level of my divine beingness?
Yes. And everybody, I hope, I believe, wants more freedom,
yeah.
wants more capacity to enjoy their lives, to be available to ever greater experiences and ever greater appreciation for what is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really one of the definitions of healing in my paradigm, which is a movement forward. Healing isn't necessarily a cure. You know, it's like you aren't all of a sudden perfect. Rather, healing is an improvement in the harmony of your being.
Now, I've got to smile because I'm almost like doing spoiler alert. You've got to get our ebook, Kira's Cure. And bear in mind, guys, that the cure in this ebook is actually C period, U period, R period, E period, which should tantalize you a little bit.
Ooh, it's a new acronym.
It is a new acronym. And I'm going back to Ken again because he asked specifically how.
Yes.
And so maybe let's offer him a moment of that how.
Well, I, you know, my tendency is to offer kind of a universal answer.
Absolutely.
And I know that your tendency is to tune into his energy and give him his specific key.
But you know what, Sri, at this point, it's kind of both.
It is both. And in our audience, we want to serve as many as we can.
Yeah.
So the first question I would ask a client who is bringing that forward is, where are you feeling the pain?
Right.
What exactly is going on? What is the discomfort that is motivating this question?
Well, exactly, because that's where it's at. And that's what I feel when I connect with Ken. And Ken, what I want to share with you right now, and then we're going to move forward with a little bit more of this, is how you can clear, my love, is to first stand strong in the truth of your divinity and claim the fact that you do not have any blockages standing in front of you other than the belief that you do.
The belief that you do, or the habit of not noticing or not dealing with the blocks
well,
that are
and
there.
And you know, Sri, I think this brings us to quantum healing, because in our first book, Sacred Union, The Journey Home, which if you haven't read, read. And
it's good.
It is. It's an excellent book. That's why it's, you know, press after press after press, thousands and thousands of people. But in Sacred Union, The Journey Home, I love when Archangel Zadkiel talks about the habit of the habit of the pain of the pain.
And that truly is the dilemma that so many people get wrapped up in, because our ego, our sense of self, has incorporated lack, limitation, and pain as
exactly.
part of its identity. And so we're in the habit of the habit.
Of the pain. Of the pain.
Of the pain.
I love it. I love
it. And it sounds like a play on words, but actually it's an accurate description of the layers that are there that keep a person kind of stuck. You know, so the ego self, that part of you that really is not the true you. It's just a coping mechanism.
Yes.
So the ego loves its stability, even if it hurts.
Well, you know, I have to share, because we have another email here, and I know that we've got callers stacking up and all that, but I want to share. We've got another email here, and it's from a wonderful gal who you and I know personally, Jess. And let me just share this quickie email that we got from Jess, because it really ties into this. Because, well, let me just read it, guys, and then you can tell me. Namaste, dearest Sri and Kira. I'm writing to thank you and share some of the amazing gifts that are coming forward. I attended Cosmic Life Regression and Atlantean Healing Chamber in Guatemala with you last October. I've taken Avesa Medical Intuitive, Ascended Numerology, Navigating the Inner Matrix, Golden Ray, and I'm working on quantum clairvoyance, and being part of the Miracle Team is a miracle. Jess, honest to goodness,
to go.
Sri and I are humbled, because to take all those courses, and for those of you that don't know, go to our Self-Ascension Home Study classroom. Most of that you can get on Home Study. A few of those, you have to come here and be with us. But I agree with her last sentence. Being part of the Miracle Team is a miracle. Now, here's what I wanted to share. I have been doing my work for 2 years with commitment, diligence, and joy. Love those adjectives. And I am, and I love this, she has this in capital letters, guys, astounded and amazed by all that is coming forward. I am claiming my role as a crystalline divine being in service. I opened my practice officially in April. Way to go, Jess. I have not been overrun with clients, but the clients I do have are receiving profound gifts. And yesterday I gave a healing workshop, and the healing there was amazing. And I'm hearing from participants their personal stories of transformations. I wanted to share that this is possible because of your work, and that I keep following and listening to the messages of my heart to develop my skills and tools. I have learned that when I am a vessel, all that comes to me and through me needs to happen. I don't understand in my brain mind what clients and participants are receiving until they share it back with me, and I am humbled and honored. I am so looking forward to my trip to Self-Ascension Intuitive Counselor Training Intensive this October. Oh, woohoo, Jess, so glad you're coming back. I feel it is with perfect timing, and know it is going to assist my business in ways I do not even understand. Thank you again for service and love, and I felt called to share this journey because I am seriously awestruck. And I just want to culminate with this. All the lessons I live, my commitment, my tenacity, and my trust have really done what you always said they would. They have lifted me to my ascended heart to blast off and call in miracles and co-creation. And I share this because isn't that the essence of quantum healing?
It is. And I want to also celebrate, because this letter is written with great sincerity and love.
Oh, yeah. If you guys could feel this email. And I'm really sharing it because not only so much that Jess has been studying and doing all this work, but the fact that she followed through.
She followed through with what is perhaps one of the most challenging commitments on the part of a healer, a practitioner,
yeah.
which is to get yourself out of the way.
Get out of your own way and get going.
and to let spirit, let that divine energy flow through you.
Right.
You get to witness. And that's what she was sharing about
Absolutely.
Her workshop, is we get to witness the grace that happens. So quantum healing, you know, we started off the show talking a little bit about physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual.
Right. And where it takes us.
Absolutely. Quantum healing is right up in the etheric, you could call it the it's beyond the physical. We're moving into the energetic arena that is the cosmic soup, within which
I
we
love
dance.
Cosmic soup. Woohoo! Let's have that for lunch today.
So quantum healing is truly working at things at with things, working with people, working with belief systems, toxicities, whatever it might be, because those are just words that describe energetic clusters.
You know, I'm giggling, Sri, because as you're sharing that, I'm reflecting on Sri and I were guests on Bill and Nancy Burns' show over at Future Theater. Was it last week or 2 weeks ago? And the reason I'm bringing it up is I'm giggling as you're talking about it, is that here you've got Bill, who, you know, was the star of UFO Hunters, Ancient Aliens, all the other shows. And when we come to talk about quantum healing, there's still that air of skepticism. That's where the hype energy comes in. He needs the scientific, documented, show me why this works. And I love the approach of science or spirit. But what is the block? How do we create that?
Well, I love what you're sharing because it ties into the first question. Was it Ken?
Ken, yeah.
Is a belief system is going to predetermine what you'll let in and what you're going to filter out.
Exactly.
And so, of course, if we are holding strong beliefs about the nature of the world, and whether that is a religious belief, you know, and how many virgins will I get later? You know?
How many do you want?
I'm sorry.
Do we need to talk about that off the air?
or just my definition of sin. And right behavior.
Right.
Those kinds of belief systems create a filter in our perceptual body and judgments which will lock in energies. And so when I say lock in energies, what I'm referring to is if we get angry a lot, where does that energy go?
Oh, great question.
You know, it'll accumulate in the body and oftentimes this experience is arthritis.
Well, and then it will also start though, but here's the deal, along with not only attaching to our body, and I like this quantum expansion into the dimensional fields, that energy also then attaches to a planetary thought body that carries into us more fear, more anger, more negativity, thereby feeding the arthritis or the manifestation of the anger. It's an endless loop.
It's an endless loop because of the belief system.
Exactly.
The belief system creates an opportunity for those qualities to repeat.
Right, right.
And so it's a wondrous world we're living in.
I agree.
So that's why I had to ask the Ken who wrote, I said, well, now where's your pain?
Right.
Because we need to look at what fundamental belief system is stacking the deck in a way that's keeping you from your joy.
You mean we have to look at ourselves?
Yeah. And if I were working with Ken, I would ask him a few questions. Because you can't exist without belief systems in a normal way.
And for those of you that are calling in or want to join with us later on, remember that as we gaze at ourselves, as we gaze at our own experience of life, it's when we have, and I don't want to say the gift with a smile, it's when we have the gift to look in the mirror and gaze at ourselves that true quantum healing begins.
Ooh, and then that's going to be a beautiful segue. We have an experienced healer standing by that's going to join us
a wonderful young man.
This commercial message.
Absolutely.
We're going to take a little break and we'll be right back.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember, allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back. We're delighted that you are with us now.
And hopefully you're traveling with us into quantum space and time as we dive more into quantum healing, hype, and hope with our very special guest today, Sri.
You know, healing is a universal energy and the practitioners of healing have been around in so many forms and shapes and sizes throughout the millennia.
And we're going to be going through that a lot next week. We're going to talk a lot about the ancient Essene and bringing us all the way up to current quantum modalities. So very exciting stuff.
Well, tonight we're tonight. I guess it's night.
You know what? Where are you, wherever you're listening or when you're listening, you never know.
Well, I'd like to introduce our guest today, and this is a gentleman from Canada by the name of Chris Kaler, and he is a quantum energy practitioner and a healer who specializes in finding the trouble areas in the body and the stressors that are within. Mm. And he does this by using subtle energy such as dowsing and pendulums and kinesiology.
Lovely.
And what I love about Chris's bio, and I want to just share this with a smile. On his website, it says, after working 30 years in the printing and newspaper industry, Chris...
I'm getting a brain cramp.
Chris retired in 2007, and a door opened which would lead him into the world of energy healing.
Awesome.
So I can't wait to hear who slapped him on the side of the head.
We have to talk about that.
Because he began to realize that his intuitive nature was more than just a coincidence.
Right on.
And so I say congratulations. And so Chris very quickly began to think outside the box to be able to call in energies, practices, and techniques that are considered to be out there a bit, and yet the results from his clients are indeed the testimony.
Well, exactly, just like Jess's letter. So without further ado, Chris, welcome to the show.
Sheree and Kara, thank you for having me on. It's a pleasure.
It's a pleasure to have you here. And, you know, Sheree and I are just loving reading your bio, learning more about you. But, you know, Chris, we have to hear more about what was that moment when that door opened for you? What brought you there?
Well, it's a really good story. First of all, it was about 8.5 years ago. My first wife passed away. She had a rare disease called scleroderma. And, of course, at that time, I wasn't doing the work I'm doing now. I was in the printing trade. And when she did pass away, it did enable me to make a decision to stop working, which was all right with me. That wasn't a problem. But when I did that, I just started noticing different things on an intuitive nature. And I was in my local mall, and I saw a sign outside a store. It said, muscle testing, foot bath detoxes, come on in. So I looked at it, and I said, I think I got to go in there.
Right.
And I went in and started talking to the fellow who runs the place, and he started introducing me a little bit to some of the things he does, and I just took a really huge interest in it, and I started thinking, wow, this is really cool. I got nothing better to do. Let's take some courses and see what this is all about. So long story short, I started meeting more people in this industry, learning about different modalities and different things in this realm of work. And I just started really attaching myself to it and finding that I was almost natural at doing this. And a lot of people commented, wow, you're catching on pretty quick to this muscle testing thing. So I started taking some courses to try and understand what this is all about. I was touching people and intending a thought into their body, and all of a sudden their pain would go away. And I'm thinking, okay, this isn't normal. So I took a course in quantum touch, which is a sister to Reiki, just to try and understand exactly what's going on, and it did help in a lot of ways. But it really helped me to develop my own modality, my own system of testing the body to find out where the problem is and what the problem is. That's the big thing, is knowing what the problem is. So I started at ground A, and then within 2 years, all of a sudden people are banging on my door. I hear you can get rid of arthritis and asthma and stuff like that. And I just thought, you know what, we got to make a business out of this. We got to take this to the next level. And sure enough, here I am today. I've been in my clinic now for going on 5 years. My schedule is pretty much full every week. And I'm doing work all over the world. Through the magic of Skype, through the magic of internet telephone, I'm able to contact people in the Middle East, in Europe, and especially in the States, because people don't want to pay exorbitant healthcare bills.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's absolutely true.
You know, one of the things that I smile at is that as we're ready, the clients appear.
Always. And as we become more receptive, our client base broadens.
So Chris, I thank you for sharing your story. I think that there are so many people out there who have had sometimes very subtle calls from spirit to make a shift in their life path, and sometimes not so subtle calls. But well, it's taking action. It's kind of smiling at that inner nudge and doing something about it.
Right. And that's what brought me, you know, Chris, as you were sharing your story, one of the things I want to go back and touch on a little deeper here is you made a leap. You did something that so many people dream about or want to do. You went from, hey, that's a pretty cool sign and I have some time, let me go learn more about this, to, hey, I've been doing this now as a practice for 5 years and my schedule is full. What was the connection? What was the bridge that brought you from walking in a door and seeing something that was new, yet you were open and wanted to learn more about, to really manifesting it into the way that you now live your life? What do you think your bridge is? How did you get there?
I think it was knowing at a subconscious level that this is what the universe had set out for me since the beginning, since I was born.
So let me ask you this question then. Did you ever contemplate failure?
I really can't say I have contemplated failure. I can't, maybe a few times contemplated, am I spending my money the right way to make this work? am I doing the right thing?
Right,
but
right.
And I never really contemplated failure. And in the beginning, when I first opened my office, I would sit there all day long and the phone wouldn't ring. I'd have no clients in my office, but I sat there all day long thinking, the phone's going to ring.
So you were manifesting the energy rather than saying, okay, I'm empty today. Let me close the doors and go have a, you know, go do something else. What I'm hearing you say is that part of the bridge you were building, whether you were aware of it or not, was it was a build it and they will come kind of scenario.
Exactly.
A commitment.
Yes. That's right.
Yeah. And the other thing I want to underscore from your story, because this is truly how we learn, mm-hmm. is the intuitive nudge, the intuitive knowingness that manifested for you. It didn't need to be questioned.
Right.
You just follow it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Correct.
Love that.
I love it too. So Chris, what was the magic moment? So I love this. You're sitting in the office, you've got this office, you're ready, you've got these skills. You know this is what spirit wants you to do, whether it's a subconscious or conscious knowing. You're sitting there, whether you're aware of it or not, in a manifest mode all the time going, I know this phone's getting ready to ring. I know this is... What happened? What was the magic? What was the miracle?
I think the biggest thing, now you have to understand, I live in a city called Winnipeg within Manitoba, Canada. It is the most conservative city in the world. And
I love
people
it.
Will hold on to their money forever, and they will not
venture out. Now,
wait
a minute. Have you been
backyard.
To the Middle East?
Or have you
so,
been to
So what happened? The big kicker, a very good friend and I, a friend of mine named Hayden, he's been standing beside me all through when I started to now, and he's been right there. Okay, so I know he's one of my angels. He's got to be. I know who he is. And what he did, he just said, we got to get you on the internet. We got to get you doing radio shows. And I said, what? He says, we got to get you on the radio. There's all these different radio shows that focus on spiritual health and different ways of different modalities and alternative things. I says, okay, let's give it a try. That was the big kicker, getting the message out to people, because you cannot advertise this. You cannot do a commercial and people are going to come. They're going to look at you kind of funny. So you have to make yourself available to people who are already into this and looking for something that's going to work for them. That was the big kicker, just getting on shows just like yours and letting people know that I exist.
Well, I love that. I love that you have the confidence and the tenacity to trust that spirit message that's coming through you.
And yet, when you live in a town that isn't receptive, it's not natural or normal to be doing what you do, there is a healing energy that you're generating into your hometown.
Well, absolutely. Just the presence of being there.
How's that working out for you?
It's starting to wake up a little bit. I do have a clientele in my city that comes to see me on a regular basis, and they're starting to tell more and more people, but more so people are looking at the results, and
right.
they're saying, okay, you know what, we're bringing my whole family here today.
Woohoo! That's awesome, Chris. So when you do that, how does a typical day flow for you when someone says, okay, I'm going to bring my family or I'm coming in for these results? Because what I'm hearing is that the power of the quantum energy is obviously an attractor. We can see that, feel that, and that's a tangible gift. And then as you are working with people, even in a place where, let's say, traditionally might not have been receptive, it's that love and that sincerity and that presence that are attracting more and more people, and then they bring more and more people.
Correct. And that's exactly what it is. It's just people being relaxed and being trusting within the work I'm doing. And the message that I relate to them is that, you know, this is something that we can work with. And they mm-hmm. see the results, they feel the results with the tools that I use. People feel things right away, and quite often there's a 50% improvement in whatever pain they're feeling or whatever health problem they're feeling if it's an acute one. So people are catching on that way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I'm reminded of the letter that we received at the beginning of the show from Ken, who says, okay, how do I get rid of a limiting belief?
Right.
How would you respond to him?
Okay, the way I do my work, it differs from what I can see with a lot of other people who do this type of work. What I do is I completely open up my mind to the universe and consider any possibility whatsoever. So I do work within extraterrestrial energies. I do work with different earthbound spirits, poltergeists, and I do work against Lucifer every day. Everybody has got this type of satanic influence within their body. And by working within there, moving those blocks out of the way, all of a sudden you can see the real issue. So that is the big thing.
I've got to jump in because I agree with you in the aspect that what I'm hearing you say is that you have allowed yourself to fully trust the divine to manifest through you and have opened up and surrendered your physical ego self to be a tool of spirit.
Correct.
I love that.
The other thing that's interesting to me is that, you know, we live in a world of duality. There is dark and there is light. And mm-hmm. whatever words we put on the intelligent forces of darkness or the intelligent forces of lightness,
whatever word, yeah.
Irrespective of the labels we use, things do collect. You know, right. You know, it's like washing your car. We've got a certain amount of debris that
always
that we've collected along the way, and when one negative energy takes root, others are soon to follow.
So this is beautiful that you're offering people this gateway, this window to walk through. And so as you do that, you said you work with this every day. It sounds to me like you're loving what you do.
You have no idea. Every morning I get up, I wake up at 5 in the morning, and I look in the mirror and I say, are we going to do this again today? And I just say, yep, we're doing this again today.
It is
such a wonderful feeling to go into an office, and I work for myself. I have nobody to answer to except for God, Christ, and my wife. And people come in and they smile, and people phone me and they say, oh my God, Chris, I feel amazing. And to work on little kids, when a parent brings in their 2-year-old and the child has got a rash or just, you know, very bad digestive issues or whatever, and you see the look on the parents' faces, they're like, please help my child. And they get results.
Yeah.
The smile that I get out of them is amazing.
Well, and what a beautiful gift, because that energy, of course, is an energy that can be shared and collectively expanded.
So now when you work with people online, I presume then you're moving into this open state of consciousness and doing some dowsing and muscle testing in order to know what avenue to pursue with that client.
Correct. When you're on, let's say you're in California, I'm in Winnipeg. Through quantum entanglement, you're right here with me. Your frequency mm-hmm. is right here.
Now, define that. For those of us that are saying, what does that mean?
I don't want to be entangled.
OMG! What is quantum entanglement mean?
What that means, quantum entanglement is a term used by quantum scientists and people who work in that area. That it means that your frequency can be in two different places at once. So you are in California, but the phone call is being made, so I'm hearing you right here. Your frequency is right here. Your voice is your frequency. So through quantum entanglement.
And are you finding that you don't have too much resistance from people around that when you share that with them, they're like, okay, I can wrap around that?
Everybody seems to be right on board with it. I never really ever get anybody saying, I don't know if that's going to work or not. People in the city would prefer to come to my office than do it over the phone just because they can. But you know, if you're in California, you're not getting on a bus and coming to see me anytime soon. So people are open to it. And the price, they just love the price. It's like it can't go wrong, so let's do it.
Right on. Well, so I want to just also share that you're in your own office. You make this for you is a serious practice.
100%.
And that's, guys, I just want to share that to all of you listening that are like, gosh, you know, I've wanted to get out there. I know I'm a healer. I'm this, I'm that. You see what Chris did? He took the steps. He put the manifest into form. And I think that's really powerful.
Well, it is. And that's why when I read your resume, I smiled because I just love the piece about having lived 30 years in a more conventional way. My path shifted. And I've met so many people who have had shifts in their path, you know, or doors that opened and then they closed them again.
Right.
You know, it's like a person, you know, in your case, you had that personal tragedy of your wife passing. It could be the loss of a job. It could be an accident. There's all kinds of signals that happen.
And I want to ask a question, Chris. You mentioned about your wife. Are you remarried?
Yes, I am. I'm remarried and I got two lovely kids.
Oh, how fun. How beautiful. I just wanted to talk about that because it seems that your wife who transitioned was actually also offering you in her transition the gift of an expansion.
And that's exactly it. And I do realize that her passing was something that almost had to happen in order for me to get to where I am now.
Yeah, very valuable and beautiful way to integrate that. That's certainly a quantum leap in thought and consciousness.
And we all collaborate with each other in ways that we're not fully conscious of at the time. I want our listeners to take note here. If you would like to connect with Chris, his website is simply chriskehler.net. That's chriskehler.
And of course, you can just click on the links right to Chris there at shriandkiraradio.com. You'll find all of Chris's information. You can click on the links. Chris has a lot of YouTube stuff going on. And you can also find him at our BBS radio page as well. So lots of ways to connect with Chris.
And so, you know, one question I'd like to ask you as we're moving forward, because we'll be moving into our break here pretty soon. If you could offer a healing, you could say a declaration or an orientation or a new belief for humanity.
A paradigm shift.
What would it look like?
What would it look like? I would say just wake up a little bit. Take a look at other things other than what the medical community is offering. Open your mind a little bit just to know that there is something different out there. Some of the simple things I find are so simple that cause a health problem, like calcium. If you're taking calcium, reconsider. Calcium can kill you, okay? In the fact that it can build up in your body and create a problem in your heart, in your brains, in your cardiovascular system. So we need to take a close look at, do you need calcium or do you need silica to absorb calcium? So you have to take a look outside the box at what traditional medicine is saying and look to see for something different.
Well, I love that your practice is really built upon being outside the box and being open to infinite possibilities when we allow ourselves to get outside of our little boxed-in area.
Well, that and the fact that every client's unique.
Absolutely.
You know, how one person is processing a mineral or processing their life experiences, for that matter, is going to be different than how the next person is.
And it sounds like you've really come into a beautiful flow with that, Chris.
It has, and I do find that everybody is different. Five people with diabetes are going to have it for five different reasons.
Yes,
Same thing with cancer. Same thing, you know, you have to know what this person's problem is, not the world's problem, but this one specific person.
Beautiful, beautiful. You know, if once again, we invite our listeners to check out Chris's information at YouTube. I'm mentioning that because I took a peek at some of your videos and it just brought a smile to my face.
Well, and it's because of your smile, Chris. You know, that's one of the gifts that when we allow ourselves to follow the divinity within, when we say, okay, you know what, I'm just going to surrender. Okay, God, I'm yours. And it really, I experienced that in chatting with you, that you've gone into that. All right, God, I'm yours. And I love that you sat in your office without any clients saying, this phone is going to ring, and then allowed your divine inspiration to make it ring. Fabulous quantum leap.
I'm loving every minute of it. You have to know I am loving every second of this.
That's what it's all about.
Well, before we say goodbye for today, I want to give you an opportunity to just share any closing thoughts, anything that you would like to share with the listeners at this time.
Ultimately, you know what? I always tell people, when you need to make a decision, everybody thinks with their brain, with their mind. I always tell people, think heart-mind, not mind-heart. Mm-hmm. Then you take the ego out of it. How does it feel in your heart to do something? And that question came up for when we had our little boy, and it was, do we circumcise or not? Well, he needs to be like daddy. Well, why does he have to be like daddy? So in my heart, it didn't feel right to do it. So we don't do it. So when you need to make a decision of which way to go, what to do, what modality, whatever, think with your heart. Does it feel good in your heart?
Wise, wise, wise. And thank you for making that so clear. And I love that you shared that decision about your young son. Beautiful.
I do appreciate it. And thanks so much for making time to connect with our listeners today. We respect what you're doing, and we love this time with you. And for everyone listening, we're going to take a short commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Namaste, beloved one. This is Kira Ra, and I am inviting you to take a journey of the soul in the land of the heart. Imagine your life free from chaos and filled with creative clarity. Imagine waking up each day in your private lakefront casita, greeted by brilliant sun, flowers, and birds. It is here that you will effortlessly resurrect your divine blueprint in pristine energy. Yes, I am inviting you to join us for a personal resurrection vacation retreat at beautiful Lake Atitlan, Guatemala. Here, you can rejuvenate your life as you indulge in Tosa Spa cuisine, private healing sessions, yoga, tai chi, meditation, and loving support. Imagine enjoying pure air, zero noise pollution, and endless stars in this ascended nirvana. The time is now to claim your true joy. Learn more by visiting sriandkira.com and just click on the Resurrection Vacation Treat page. Tosa La Laguna, healing lives, healing hearts. We welcome you home.
The path of self-ascension is a conscious decision that brings your life experience into alignment with soul consciousness, the rare gift of an active approach to living in the heart and manifesting the present moment. Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra invite you to visit Self Ascension Magazine, a free online self-ascension hub that lifts your spirits and frees your heart to soar. On the Self Ascension Magazine website, you can read Sri and Kira's perspectives on what's happening today, discover a daily meditation and weekly practice, watch special video and audio clips, follow Kira Ra's messages from the Archangelic Realm, and learn about upcoming events or courses. Relax and enjoy a visit to Self Ascension Magazine online at www.sriandkira.com. Explore, participate, and unfold this rare treat for yourself. Remember, that's sriandkira.com.
Welcome back. We are so glad to be with you. And today we are exploring quantum healing.
Oh, I love, yeah, we're diving deep in it. And I want to just thank our guest again, Chris Kaler, for spending time with us, because Sri, I just have to share the smile on my face. I love when he talked about how, well, this stuff wasn't normal. Quantum experience, quantum energy is actually now it is the normal. It's always been the normal.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of the things I would like to do is kind of remind everybody that we as a society have been exploring this stuff for a while.
Oh, forever.
Yet it takes a long time for things to get into the mass consciousness. You know, for example, I remember back in the early 90s, I would listen to cassette tapes from Deepak Chopra.
Right. Oh, me too. And he even had out the book, Quantum Healing.
Exactly. And one of the things that really struck me that he shared was this scientific fact that the body is constantly renewing itself.
Right.
That the cells in your mouth, for example, are renewed every 7 days, and that your skeletal system, your liver, all of your organs, within a year, all of these cells have been replaced.
And remember how amazing, I remember when I first learned that, I thought, wow. So really what that's saying is that you are the sum total of the past year of your life. And so it really places a new experience. It places a new way of being when it comes to the way you take care of yourself, the way you look at your life. And multidimensionality is part of who we are.
It is. And so when I heard this scientific fact from Chopra, which was that if our cells are being renewed, they're all new tissues, how come they look like the old tissues?
Well, or how come
the disease repeats?
You know? Because we're repeating the patterns, the beliefs, the way we do things. And this is why the quantum shift is so powerful.
And this is the piece where we need to hang our hat, so to speak.
Right.
The belief that we must age, the belief that pain must persist, that a disease definition from a doctor is a label, not a death sentence.
Right.
It's a momentary picture. And when we can start seeing our lives as fluid expressions, as energy in motion, then we can intervene and we can shift how it's moving.
Well, you know, as Chris was mentioning earlier about, you know, through quantum, what did he use again? Not integration.
Touch, he was talking about.
No, he was talking about the two places at once. Anyway.
Oh, the entanglement.
That's it, the entanglement. There it is. Through quantum entanglement, you can be in two places at once. Well, the reality is you can be in infinite places
Absolutely.
At once, because we are infinite beings. And when we allow ourselves that gift, when we expand through that, we discover our personalized C-U-R-E. And yes, guys, that's a plug for the ebook. Go click on the ebook.
Well, it's, you know, there's sometimes I forget that my life's path is not everyone's life's path. You know, that things I've learned, I kind of, it sometimes I'm surprised other people haven't learned them.
Well, that's okay.
And it's the same for everyone. We all have our discoveries and we accumulate our discernments and our learnings.
Right.
When I studied to be a medical intuitive back in the 90s, one of the things that astounded me while I was in the classroom is that we could write a person's name on the blackboard. Their name, their age, their city, and we could find them energetically.
Quantum entanglement.
Exactly. And that I was sitting with a group of 25 other students, and we would go into our meditative, kind of intuitive, clairvoyant state, and we would connect with that client who we only knew by name, age, and city, and we would then describe what was going on.
Now, I have to interject here. Bear in mind, guys, of course, this client had already given permission to be worked with.
To be a teaching example.
Right, right.
This was a client who was a patient, you might say, of our teacher who had agreed to let the students look at him or her.
That's the availability.
Well, so the point I wanted to make is now there's 25 of us in the room, never having met this person, and we're making notes on paper, and then we go around the table and we share our notes. And that's when my jaw dropped.
Yeah.
I realized we were all picking up on the same entanglements, energetic entanglements in that client. And it began to open me in a way that was truly mind-blowing at that time.
Well, sure.
And that I accept as normal now. We can touch anything, anywhere.
Anytime.
And with permission, we can be of service to anyone, anywhere.
Well, and what I love, Sri, is that, you know, you're so humble. Sri is truly one of the single most gifted medical intuitives on the planet. And through the blessing of Avesa and Avesa Quantum Healing, that energy has expanded exponentially. And now we're seeing people, you know, Chris was talking about the way he's integrated quantum healing. We're seeing people go through so many different shifts. I'm smiling thinking about Jess's letter earlier, that when we allow ourselves the opportunity to say yes, which is what Chris did. He said yes. That's what Jess did. Jess has said yes. And look at the love. You know, I just want to read again this one paragraph Jess said, which is right here, that I felt called to share this piece of my journey because I am seriously awestruck. All the lessons I live, my commitment, my tenacity, and magic word, my trust, have really done what you always said they would. They had lifted me to my ascended heart to blast off and call in miracles and co-creation. And that's what really quantum healing is all about. It's about calling in a miracle and co-creation.
Absolutely. And I want to give you all a little universal lesson right now.
Let's hear it, Sri.
trust is the antidote to fear. And fear is the energy that keeps the symptoms stuck. So let's consider that for a moment. When we have pain, when we have something going on, it's natural for our inner child to be afraid that it's going
to
get worse
or it'll
never get better.
Absolutely.
You know, there's plenty of natural opportunities to move into fear. And we get to see it on TV. We get to see it in our colleagues and friends and peers. Fear is that which will keep one stuck.
True.
And so it's learning to lift beyond the frequency of fear and move into the zone of trust and joy. And in that zone, we're touching the quantum field where our consciousness can re-script physical experience.
I love that, Sri. And here's just a little example. I'm sure you guys have, you ever have one of those days where everything's going right? And then during the day, you're reaffirming, this is a good day.
This is a
good
day.
Everything's going today. Everything's clicking today. Right, exactly. You know, everything's clicking today. Things are coming together. Pieces are coming together. Well, why is that? It's because whether you know it or not, you're constantly reaffirming and sending out the energy to the universe of co-creation and miracles.
And that energy, that positive energy, is a universal attractor field. You know, we have an aura around us, and whether you like it or not, it's there. So if you're charging your aura with positive expectancy, if you're charging your aura with trust in the divine, if you're charging your aura with all is truly well, then that's what will magnetize into your experience.
And you know, there's people out there, I'm giggling just because we so recently connected with Bill and Nancy. I'm giggling because there's people out there will go, well, is it really that simple? And the answer is, yes, it is. However, and I'm going to put up the big warning sign, okay?
There's a pitfall in the road.
Here comes the big yellow sign, right? Yeah, cone zone ahead. here's the warning sign that the planetary thought body, and guys, if you've not watched our video on the collapse of the fourth dimension, go to Official Sri and Kira at YouTube and watch this video. If you have not watched it, watch it, because through the collapse of the fourth dimension, the physical dimension, the physical world has this very tight envelope of interference energy that is called the planetary thought body. And we slough into that all the time. This is why quantum energy is so important, because it allows us to move through that without being affected by it.
Absolutely. Or if you need a different mental picture, this planetary thought body is like the road film on the windshield. You know, I like the car analogy.
You know what, though? I immediately saw the very first MIB. Remember in the very beginning of the very first MIB? Yeah, the bug that hits the windshield. I don't know why that just came in.
Well, you know, the film, well, let me come at it a different way. When you are hurting, when a bomb goes off in a country, when people are hurting, where does that energy go?
Well, good question. Where does it go, Sri?
And all that pain, that suffering, that hurt, that fear, that agony, the anger, where does that energy go?
And I will ask you again, Sri, where does it go?
It accumulates in the planetary thought body.
Bingo.
It's sort of like we're all in this ocean, and the ocean is getting polluted at that level.
Well, it's like we're all dealing with that. You know, it's like don't we now have like a floating island of trash in
of
the
garbage
ocean?
In the Pacific and the Atlantic for that matter.
Right, it's that's what it is.
And so consider this for a moment as we get out of our own microcosm and we look at the macro world. All of us have a responsibility to beam love and joy into the planetary thought body.
But
to
that
help.
Responsibility begins with ourselves, Sri.
Well, it starts by the paradigm shift. Mm-hmm. And so when our minds are so strong that we have to say, prove it before I believe it, then you're only going to see what you've seen before.
Correct.
Because that's what's there. That's old experience and that's your proof.
Right.
If you can believe it, then you'll see it change.
Well, you know, I have to say, you know how I am, Sri. I'm always thinking around music, movies. So I just had a Rocky Horror Picture Show movement.
Ooh.
I did. It just came right in. And
it's a step
like,
to the left?
No, it's a quantum step to the left. And that's what I was getting. It's just a quantum step to the left. There it is.
Well, it is indeed. And, you know, there's so many people out there that are trying to help us think differently, whether it's using declarations or affirmations, journaling.
Right, right.
These are all good things. However, the one thing I have noticed in the clients that have honored me with their trust, the people I've worked with, is you've got to go deep.
Yeah.
We have to go to the foundation that is underpinning your worldview in order to truly shift your world experience.
I love that. Say that again.
We have to go to the foundation that is underpinning your worldview in order to shift your world experience.
Woo-hoo!
Now, in shamanic traditions, they call that a shamanic death.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the person has a fever. The person has an experience that truly goes beyond anything that their mind would have allowed as normal.
And we actually write about that in the ebook.
Yeah. There's more than one way to get there. However, the universal quality is called surrender.
Indeed.
The ego, the part of you that is perpetuating a inch by inch expansion, needs to let go so the quantum energy of divine love and universal healing can take a leap forward into your life.
And I want to underscore this because the universe will always say, "Are you sure?
Do you really want it?
Do you really want this?" And it will always, always present you those questions. And I love, Chris kind of explained that today when he said, "I sat in my office and I had no phone ringing and I had no clients. And I kept saying to the universe, 'Oh no, I'm sure. I'm ready.'" And believe it or not, guys, build it and they will come. You know, if you don't know what I'm talking about, go watch Field of Dreams again, because build it and they will come. It comes from trust, even when everybody else is saying don't trust.
And it also comes with lining up your trust with that intuitive guidance.
Absolutely.
You know, that the trust needs to be from the heart, not the mind.
Yeah.
And so that takes a little practice because our society, especially the Western world, has rewarded intelligent thinkers, the brainiacs, in so many ways. And yet it's the intelligent lovers that make the change in
the world.
Fabulous.
I love that. The intelligent lovers that are able to break free of the one world belief and dance in the quantum field.
Ooh, that's it. And so as we're coming to a close for today, we want to remind you that we are in a process of exploring healing,
yes,
exploring how to bring more joy, vitality, health, and harmony into our daily lives.
Because quantum healing, is it hype? Is it hope? Well, we're going to be exploring this a lot more over the next coming weeks. And we're going to next week dive deeply back into last week's show, actually. We're going to go deeper into the secrets and what we've discovered and how we've discovered it. And then we're going to invite Dr. Eric Pearl to join us on the show after that. And we're going to really look at tying this all together. What, my loves, does the quantum journey hold for you? Because whether you know it or not, you are in a quantum experience right now.
So take a deep breath, let a smile come to your face, and until we have the joy of being with you again, may you know that all is truly well.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.